All today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are completely free. So enjoy those on us again, freetalklive.com. We go to the phones to Wallbound in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Wallbound, hello.
Gentlemen.
Hey, man. What's on your mind?
I'm kind of depressed this evening.
What's the problem?
Well, I just had two servers hacked, crashed, and burnt.
Damn it. That's depressing.
What happened was I decided today to log in to Alex Jones' website and watch the new movie, Endgame.
Yeah.
And I run a couple of programs on my servers to let me know when ports open up, people log in, whatever.
Sure.
And these are programs that I wrote myself, so there's no way that what happened didn't happen.
All right.
13 minutes into the movie, my bandwidth just took a dump, you know, and I just like, well, what's going on? And I look over on my servers, and there's like notifications that there are three people logged into my servers. Software is being uploaded, and I go to try to lock it out and go to shut it down, and before I can shut it down, my main server, with all my constitutional research, I've just been doing all kinds of research with the constitutions, reading them, going through them, editing them, taking the independence, and going through bills and lining them up and making a list and comparing a new declaration that I was writing to the old one, listing in great detail of all the rights and violations that are basically unconstitutional.
Sounds like quite a project. All right.
Yes, so it was. It took me about 3 years.
Did you have a backup?
Years. Well, that's the funny thing. Some of the backups and the files that I have that were encrypted or in a text zip documents, every one of my zip files or text documents come back with an error. They're inaccessible. You can't get into them at all. So everything
that
I
corrupted,
had,
they corrupted your files.
They
somehow
corrupted everything on all three systems. I can't barely open a web page now on my main machine, and it's still working, by the way. But my two backup servers, the one server, they fried the RAM, they fried the board, they encrypted something into the board.
How did they fry the board? How is that possible from software?
They just installed a damn chip virus, a chip away virus. When you boot up a BIOS system, you can activate a chip away virus protection on your board.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anybody that knows anything about binary code, you can bypass that. I mean, it's not hard. I'm not going to go into detail.
I see.
Then I give
it's up too technical.
Mind.
Got it. You
know? And like I say, I know the keys of hacking. I've been there, did that, been caught, and told not to do it no more.
Why were you targeted? What, do you think that it was just a random thing, or somebody didn't like you, or what?
I don't think that it had anything to do with the Alex Jones' website, and I want to make that clear. I really want to make that clear. I don't think it had anything to do with them. I think it has something to do with the searches that I've been doing through Google, the posts that I make at certain topic websites, like maybe yours, the Free State Project. I really can't say, you know. What I find out really weird about it is I just made a $250 donation to Ron Paul, and it's like that was probably something to do with it because.
Yeah, but how do these people know that? I mean, most of these transactions are secure. I mean, when you go and you contribute money to a campaign, that's usually a secure credit card.
Say, I'm not saying that it's that specifically, but I'm just saying that the critique, the process of that I go to do my research, the websites that I go to, the files and the documents I download, most of it I do from government websites themselves. Especially when you're talking about listing the HR 6166 or the HR 3122, and you're giving great detail in who these traitors pricks are that vote for this crap, who don't even read the bills, and you list them in a Declaration of Independence. I mean, my Declaration of Independence so far was up to 400 pages long.
Oh, my goodness. No one's going to read that.
No, they're not. And it was not meant for anybody else to read.
It's
my personal pet project.
I see.
you know.
Gotcha. I don't know. Do you think it could have just been a coincidence? Just, you know, just happened to be, you just happened to get targeted by some kids or whatever?
I'm hoping that that's what it was.
You ever know? I mean, really, how will you ever find out?
The only way I could possibly find out is, like I say, I traced the note back into Washington, D.C., which is one of the reasons why I just had government written all over it.
Mm.
But like I say, anybody can master IP. I can master IP with about 45 lines of code.
Right.
It's not hard. But I think, I honestly believe that it's either what I've been doing and the places that I've been going, or it's possible it's a couple of 12-year-olds playing around. I got a couple buddies that hacked the iPhone, so, I mean.
Either way, I mean, you've only got certain options, right? You either keep going doing things the way you've been doing them, or you put in some more security, right?
Well, the only thing I can really do is send the trace route, all the evidence of my networking, back to my internet service provider. And then they can do a search like that. But if it's actually the government doing it, I'm not going to find any results on the
Nothing will ever come out.
You both know that.
Yeah. So, and, I mean, really, I mean, but what you can do is maybe batten down the hatches a little bit more, right, on your end.
Well, if you get through two firewalls, what are you going to do? I mean, how much more can you do?
I'm on
a Wi-Fi network, and after that Wi-Fi network and my router, I got two encrypted firewalls on my system. Everything's locked out.
Well, the fact is, if they want to get in bad enough, they'll get in.
That's right. That's
unfortunate.
Like I said, a 10 and a 12-year-old hacked the iPhone. So, you know, I'm don't want to sound paranoid, but at this point, you know, I don't know if I was going down the wrong path or what.
Hard to say, man. Let us know if anything else happens, but I doubt it. I think I'm going to guess just random attack. I'm going to guess that... you know, or maybe somebody saw you on a bulletin board and they didn't like what you were saying. It may not have had anything to do with what you were up to.
Like I said, that's very possible.
Yeah,
I'm
Ryan
very
Paul
opinionated, and you know that if you've read any of my posts on your message board, I am very opinionated.
Thanks for the call.
I like the Ron Paul explanation because that gives your name and address and everything. It's right out there on the internet. If you've donated, they can, and if somebody knows essentially where you are, they can find
out. You can't do it anonymously through the Ron Paul thing?
I don't think you can. I know some people that donated whose names weren't on the list.
But again, when you're doing a contribution online, it's encrypted.
Right.
I mean,
to care for.
I don't believe that I contributed. But you're assuming that they got the information. No, it's public data.
Oh, over $200, I believe.
Over $200,
is required reporting.
Right. We didn't ask. He said it was $250 donation he gave.
Right.
Yeah, but that's not going to... I find it hard to believe that you know, a lot of people have given $2,300, the maximum, to Ron Paul, and they haven't had their servers hacked. Mm-hmm. So why did they attack Wallbound over all of the other thousands and thousands of contributors to the Ron Paul campaign?
I don't know.
That seems paranoid to me.
No, I don't think the government would be likely to just fry one random Ron Paul supporter's servers. That it seems like they'd be more likely to want to hack in and see what's, you know, on there.
Well, and that's what they were trying to do, but failed. They didn't go after to destroy his computer, which apparently they did, and I didn't know you could destroy the whole
computer. Let's go to our resident computer analyst, Paula, in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, hi, hon. This is not right for this to be happening to somebody. Mm-hmm. There's got to be a way he can protect himself.
It depends. I mean, it's like, you know, you can put as many locks on your front door as you want to. If there's a skilled locksmith or, you know, somebody that knows how to pick locks out there on the other side, he's going to get through eventually. It's just a matter of how much stuff he can put in his way.
Well, it's just too bad this has happened.
It is a shame.
Anyway, there's something y'all need to know about.
Okay,
Your vice president made a very smart remark about our Confederate flag.
Really?
Yeah. It was on the news tonight. My family brought the Civil War, and it's also part of the president's family, too.
Brought it
and, and I'm going to tell you something. People have been lied to about the Civil War.
Oh, yeah.
That much is true.
To get the truth about what was really behind all this.
What was it, Paula?
Okay, there was two groups of people that wanted this country destroyed. They were using Lincoln to do it. Or they thought they were going to be able to, but anyway.
You mean Lincoln didn't want to actually destroy the country? Because it seemed like it was Lincoln that was the bad guy.
They're the ones that killed him. So they couldn't control him. But they were going to kill my family, too.
Good heavens. That sounds scary.
And anyway, the thing is, this guy has no right. Just because he happened to see this and then make a smart remark about it. I mean, this is all over national TV.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
The vice president. He was going somewhere, and he happened to come by this place, and he saw this Confederate flag.
Thanks for the call, Paula. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by Savirest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to Savirest.com and buy a latex mattress today. Savirest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp. This God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powders, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. This is a call CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site on the house, including Wiki. www.freetalklive.com. There's over 1,400 pages that were created by listeners like you. You can go there and edit the wiki to your heart's content. It's for free. wiki.freetalklive.com. wiki.freetalklive.com. And do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money or credit to buy one? MyPCCredit.com is your answer. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks and no turndowns. If you're 18 years of or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start from just $22 a month, so go to MyPCCredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's MyPCCredit.com. Now, just a few moments ago, we had Paula on the line, I don't know, rattling off some conspiracy theory about the Civil War, and we didn't really have time to get into it because I didn't really care, but she was saying that Lincoln was set up or controlled by two families or two guys.
Puppet masters.
Whatever. And look, Lincoln was a bad guy, okay? He's not a heroic president at all. Lincoln was the guy who had the hard-on to keep the South in the Union in the first place. And,
yeah, they call it the Civil War. It's not even accurately accurately a civil war. I mean, a civil war is when two powers fight over control of a government. What you have there is, I don't know.
It's secession. It's a war of independence.
It's like a war of northern aggression. The damn Yankees came tromping on our land, and I see there's good reasons and bad reasons for the Civil War. I mean, a lot of people see it as a war to end slavery, and to it's not entirely inaccurate,
no.
But it's definitely a warping of the history.
That's like the government press release version of the war.
It's kind of like saying World War II. Well, no. I guess more so it was about slavery. But it's almost like saying World War II was fought to end the Holocaust, which
is actually
a belief that some casual students of history have, which is completely inaccurate.
Yeah, students of history and people that don't know a damn thing.
That's what I was taught in government high school.
It's the impression you might walk away with. It's one of the terrible things. But we had no idea what they were doing with Jews.
The German people didn't know.
And Lincoln
had suspicions.
Lincoln didn't free the slaves for 2 years. The Emancipation Proclamation wasn't signed until 2 years after the beginning of the war.
And the Emancipation Proclamation didn't say the slaves are free now. It said, if these states don't come back into the Union by this date, we'll emancipate their slaves. So it was an ultimatum. His ultimate goal was to end the war because it was going very badly for the North. He wanted to preserve the Union. His goal was to get the states to come back into the Union and they can keep their slaves. So he was always about preserving the Union above and beyond freeing slaves. That was his ultimate goal. Was to preserve the Union.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what all it was, is he was a tyrannical guy who was not going to allow the South to get away. He instituted an income tax, the first ever in the United States, unconstitutional income tax in order to fund this war. He instituted a draft, the first ever, a quote-unquote war to end slavery. He instituted slavery to end it, right?
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. And then it was a sort of income class-based draft where you could buy your way out. I could pay you to take my place. And then you had a lottery's chance of actually living through the whole experience. I happen to like the Confederate flag. I think it's a beautiful... I like it. I like the red, white, and blue, the whole crossed bars, things with the stars going in them and everything. But when I would never put a sticker on my car or fly a flag out in front of my house like that, simply because it offends people.
Right, and it has been used largely by a number of groups that are very racist. And
right.
So the association there is...
Right,
bad people have used the symbol.
You see a guy that has a Confederate flag, the word redneck written on the back of his jacked-up pickup truck, you get the impression...
Right.
He doesn't like black people.
Right.
It may or may not be true. I don't know. But, it would look funny for me to have it on one of my vehicles. It would just be strange.
Yeah.
What is that guy in the BMW convertible driving around with a Confederate flag for, you know, or whatever.
Right, and you live up north now, so it'd be like throwing it in their face or something.
I've seen Confederate flags since I've been up here.
Yeah.
To be honest, a lot of people I know don't. The attitude I've heard that's most anti-South is, we really should have let them go.
Right. People up north, they won. They could care less. You know, I may feel great that the Buccaneers won the Super Bowl in, 2002 or whatever, but what really sticks in my craw was in 2000, they got that bad call right in the playoffs, and they got knocked out of it's the losing, and the losing so unfairly that hurts me. So, I mean, yeah, that's why Southerners are still pissed.
Yeah, but back on the issue of the flag, though, and I've brought this question up in history class in high school. People were talking about whether the the Confederate flag was offensive, whether it should be part of state flags today. And I said, you know, there is a racist history behind the Confederate states. There is also one behind the flag of the United States. Our Constitution counted black slaves as three-fifths of a person.
Right.
And we stole the whole continent from the Indians and didn't consider them even three-fifths of a person. They were just animals, when the country was founded.
Right.
That was a prevailing wisdom. So, you know, we have a lot of things that we shouldn't be proud about in American history.
What do they say? What do the students say after this? I mean, I can tell where your summary is going. What do they say after that?
Nothing.
I mean, you just totally trounced the whole conversation of whether or not the Confederate flag is
I think the teacher changed the subject when I brought up the fact that the U.S. Constitution had slavery in it, and so why do we keep the same flag we had?
Right. Why don't you hate the
American flag as a symbol of racism? And people just kind of looked at me. And there was not much of a discourse after that.
Right, the gears just stopped turning.
Now, you corrected me during the break, and I thought the other people will want to know this. Apparently, the Stars and Bars is not what I thought the Stars and Bars was.
The Stars and Bars is the battle flag of North Virginia.
No, the Stars and Bars is, in fact, the first national flag of the Confederacy, the three two reds and the one white.
Right. And then the battle flag of North Virginia
is called the Stainless Banner, according to Wikipedia.
Yeah, and that's the one you always see. That's what people think when they hear Confederate flag. It's the two, that blue axe with the stars. Yeah, it's a good-looking one. The first Confederate national flag it's pretty ugly. It looks pretty much like the American flag.
Yeah, it's a bad imitation of the American flag.
You know, there's so many different things. I mean, since we're talking about the topic of flags, it inevitably ties into the topic of the Pledge of Allegiance, because that's typically the other thing that's combined with the flag. If the flag is around, there's somebody doing a pledge to it. And that's another area where most Americans are not aware of what history really holds.
Right.
And the fact is, the Pledge of Allegiance is a socialist pledge.
And it was written by a Brit, wasn't it?
I don't know if he was British, but he was definitely a Nazi. He was definitely a national socialist.
He called himself that, didn't he? I mean,
Francis Bellamy is his name. I'm not sure what his genealogy is.
And the phrase, under God, which is very popular among a lot of talking heads in the religious right, he didn't even put that in there.
Correct.
That
was added in the 50s.
Like 50 years later.
Yeah, it was inserted because we didn't think the communist spies could spit out the words. You know, we keep it safe.
the thing that I like to ask people that are big into the flag, into the pledge, although I like to say it, I do have a problem with it, is what is the Pledge of Allegiance of Australia or Great Britain or any other country? Well, the fact is, there isn't one. It's a weird, just American thing.
More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal. An irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I had the best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 50 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy all the features there for free, including updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you know first if you're on the updates list, updates.freetalklive.com to get on it. It's free, of course. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And perhaps you might just own or know someone that does a company that's struggling to collect money from past due accounts. Delinquent accounts are problematic, not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked by the arduous task of trying to collect on these accounts. Consequently, valuable time and resources are pulled away from principal operations. SACL CAI liberates businesses from inefficiencies and the vexing task of collections. SACL CAI, see their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI, and I love the word vexing. That's a great word.
It is. It's good. And arduous.
That's another one. 800-259-9231. I can tell you didn't write that copy.
Why don't you bite me?
Let's go to the phones. Talk to April in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, April.
Hi. You know, you were talking about the Pledge of Allegiance, and I had a little bit of trivia, historical trivia. I've spoken to several older people that are in their 70s and 80s, and a lot of people aren't aware that back in the 30s, when they would do the Pledge of Allegiance, they would do it with a straight-arm Roman salute.
Yes, very much like the Nazis. In fact, Hitler borrowed the salute from America, who was doing that at the time. America was using the Nazi salute for the pledge. Hitler borrowed it, and then America changed their salute.
It's not a Nazi salute. It's a Roman salute, and it goes back. The Romans were the first to do it.
Sure. Well, fascists, Rome, whatever.
Historically, you're stating the truth, but, from a pop culture standpoint, most Americans would say that, that's the way they view it,
Yeah.
I'm not saying, you're absolutely
that's
right.
That's just because they're dumb.
Well,
ignorance is a little bit
more accurate. It's the God's honest truth. I mean, you're fighting against ignorance every day, but, what are you going to do?
It's just kind of an interesting point that, because people always call it, you hear ignorantly people state it as the Hitler salute, but it's not. It's actually the Americans were doing it first and the Romans before them.
Yeah, and we dropped it for PR reasons after the whole Nazi nationalism
thing.
But
the pictures are out there.
Are pushing. Oh, yeah,
they're out there. Is Rex Curry, I think RexCurry.net has some of the photos of school children doing that salute in front of the flag. It's really kind of creepy to look at.
The same thing. It's only creepy because you've, allowed your... you've allowed your imagination to go wild. But, for instance, the swastika has been used for many, many years. And in the United States, before World War II, the cowboys used it as a cattle brand.
Mm-hmm.
It was
American
used by
Indians.
Coca-Cola. It was used by the Boy Scouts. And,
I don't find it creepy because of it's necessarily because it's linked to, fascism. I find it creepy because people are worshiping an object. I find that creepy. They're pledging allegiance to an inanimate object and to a concept, and that's why I find the pledge itself creepy. I find the text of the pledge, I find its socialist indoctrination message, that's what I find creepy. April, thanks for the call, we appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I mean, I don't think
she knows her history.
I don't think maybe any more than a percentage of Americans know the truth about the Pledge of Allegiance.
No, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Nick. I was at a Chamber of Commerce meeting, and, some people, they asked a history question. The lady who was going to lead the pledge, she said, well, I have a trivia question. Does anybody know who wrote the Pledge of Allegiance just before we did it, or just after, I believe? And
one raised their hand.
I stuck my hand up. Quick.
But you were the only one, right?
I was the only one. No one had any idea. And she's like, and of course, she knows that she's got somebody. She's sure that I'm going to say Francis Scott Key. So I said, Francis Bellamy. He actually was he was a National Socialist, and the original salute to the flag was something you might recognize, something much more used by the Nazis. And I held my hand up like this towards the flag, and she had no idea that I was going to come out with the correct answer. And
right,
everybody
who knows.
Right, everybody thinks that it's Star Spangled Banner. They know that story. It's a nice story. Francis Bellamy was he was paid by somebody, by a flag salesman who just wanted to sell more flags to come up with this idea. It stuck.
800-259-9231. Nick, did you have a comment?
I was just going to say that most people don't know their history, and that leads them to have some misconceptions that things have always been a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And, the pledge is a fundamental part of being American. No, it's not. It was just made up and added on after the fact.
Right. We had Americans before the pledge. Imagine that.
Yeah, I mean, just learning history, I generally find that people who learn history are a bit more skeptical of the state, and they're a bit more aware of how things tend to fall out.
Right, and I was listening to Bill O'Reilly today, and he had said something to the effect
that... I'm sorry for you.
Well, there's nothing else to listen to on the car radio. And he had said something to the effect that he called Pat Buchanan and Ron Paul isolationists. And
so wrong.
It's just like...
Well, Buchanan kind of is.
Well, Buchanan is an isolationist, much more so than Ron Paul. But when you start comparing...
Ron Paul is a non-interventionist, not an isolationist.
Right, that's much more accurate. Ron Paul believes in doing trade with everybody, but not making war on people.
Right. Isolation is putting up the walls and not allowing products in or out, and all in the country, everything must happen here.
Self-contained.
Yeah, like incestuous.
That is isolationism, and it exists. Ron Paul's nothing like that, isn't about that.
North Korea is
somehow,
isolationist.
Yeah, somehow or another, you're isolationist if you don't... if you believe that we should bring the troops back. You mean like all the rest of the countries in the world? Are all the rest of the countries that don't have troops in other people's soil, are they isolationists, Bill?
Yeah.
These kind of accusations are just so...
Right.
They're so easily flung out there.
I wonder how Bill,
don't think about that.
I wonder how Bill O'Reilly and people like him will feel about Ecuador wanting to build a military base here in America. How would they feel about that?
He think it was a ludicrous idea. See, it's...
But, Bill, they don't want to be isolationists anymore. They
but people don't even...
They get out in the world.
They don't look at the anything with a critical eye. Generally,
no.
People are not looking with a critical
no,
eye.
No, there's no critical thinking. It's whatever we do is right, and whatever everyone else does is wrong.
Right. So when you look at this pledge on a global basis, no other country does one of these pledges. This would be strange if you went to the Great Britain and you tried to pledge allegiance to the Union Jack or the flag of England or whatever. Any other country, there isn't one. For one, I think that Australia has a citizenship pledge, but they don't say it.
Right. We do too. I mean, we have I renounce any allegiance to a foreign principality, blah, blah, blah. You know, we have one if you're going to become a citizen.
But we don't know what it is.
Yeah.
You know, and Americans, they didn't even think about it.
We just say this pledge.
And then you make comparisons to a country like Nazi Germany with America, and people, they get crazy. Whoa, are you kidding? But really, the nationalism is there on that level. It's there's no other country that's been as nationalistic as the United States besides Nazi Germany.
Yeah, well,
and this is how this is how it all starts.
Yeah, well, we've built an empire. I mean,
an empire.
Yeah, we have an empire.
One that Hitler would have salivated over.
Yeah, and now we talk about preemptively striking countries, which was an invention. I think it was Eisenhower said that was an invention of Hitler, and you shouldn't take anyone seriously who suggested the notion of a preemptive war.
Right, preemptive war? I mean, how do you know if a country is going to attack
you? It's a war of aggression is what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
Which we are today.
And it's damn difficult to fight a war on somebody else's soil, especially if you're trying to rebuild their country afterwards. That is a ridiculous notion.
Oh,
1-800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones. Talk to, I believe, Mac in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Mac.
How are you guys doing this evening?
Great. Great, sir. What's on your mind?
I haven't talked to you in a while, but...
Here you are.
I had 2 points. I do believe that the... Civil War was fought over states' rights more than slavery had anything to do with it.
Absolutely.
Lincoln didn't
But it was the states' rights to have slavery.
Well, amongst other things,
the
states'
also,
right to secede was the
was
primary
also,
states' right.
They wanted to secede because they were getting overtaxed and they were supplying all the raw materials for the North.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They were getting screwed in all directions.
They were getting screwed in all directions, and they said that's not, North needed the materials from the South. And
Mac, you said you had a second point?
Right.
Hang on, we'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. Chris and Todd are on the line as well. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Do you believe it about the Pledge of Allegiance? It actually was written by a Nazi. It's a shocker, isn't it? That's no conspiracy theory. It's the truth. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligot with today's Car Clinic Minute. Sagittarius, Capricorn, Cancer. All sun signs that astrologists claim tell us something about a person. Cars have signs, too, that tell us if they're stolen. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it. I'm Bobby Ligot, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. Blue nautical signs say smooth sailing. Yellow yield signs say slow down. Here are some red-hot signs that indicate the used car you're considering may be stolen. The vehicle identification number, or VIN number, on the title and on the car itself don't match, and the engine ID number is scratched off. License plates or plate bolts are brand new, ignition switches feel loose, and keys are copies, not originals. Be aware, knowing these signs of red-hot theft can help you keep your hard-earned green. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com where the features are free. And if you like the show, you can help support Free Talk Live by going and bidding on our banner auction happening right now. It is for the second banner on the website. And you'll get it pretty much site-wide. Go to auction.freetalklive.com to place your bid. You can, you know, promote your favorite band or your business or Ron Paul, your favorite organization. Whatever you want to promote, it's, well, pretty much whatever. We reserve the right to refuse if it's like some racist website. But otherwise, pretty much anything goes. Auction.freetalklive.com. Place your bid. As we go back to the phones and back to Mac in Montana listening on KGEZ. Mac, you said you had a second point tonight.
Yeah, well I had one more point and one more question.
All right, go.
Actually, the question is more important. If we look back to World War II and to Nazis, and then, you know, Nazi Germans, and you look at their allies, the Nazis' allies, how many of those allies do we now surround ourselves with at this time as we lose our freedoms today?
I'm not sure.
Are you talking about the countries?
Yes.
Well, quite a few of them, but, I mean, admittedly, the governments of those countries have changed. I mean, Spain is no longer...
Now, let's think about it. How many of those countries have literally changed to the point that they're not actually trying to financially destroy us? You look at...
I would say all of them.
Look at Mexico, teaching all their kids that America is Mexico's country.
Mexico was
an
Axis country?
It was not an Axis country. I mean, in World War One, there was some dealings with them, but that was more between us and Mexico than it just kind of happened at the same time.
In World War II, they had the, treaty of, they had a treaty with Nazi Germany in World War II to attack in California and stuff like that. I mean,
Mexico did?
Maybe I'm missing it. That's why I'm asking you the question.
Yeah, well, there was a. I forget the name of the telegram. It's a very famous telegram. My recollection was it was World War One, and it was supposedly a communique between Germany and Mexico when we were getting involved in World War One that said Mexico had agreed to invade. I believe that was a false flag. My understanding was that has pretty much come out. There's a historical consensus that it was a fake.
Somebody else
to permit us to cross the border, because we were having some problems on the border, and the U.S. Army actually did cross into Mexico at about the same time. So, it was more of a deception by the government than a real threat.
Did not some of the Arab countries that we back nowadays, and say Kosovo, the Arabs that took over Kosovo, didn't they also back Hitler?
Largely they were British, so the only reason they backed Germany and the Axis powers was because they wanted to be liberated from the British.
They didn't like the British.
I mean, yeah, but admittedly, a lot of things have changed. Russia was our ally at the time. We went through a Cold War, and we're still kind of tense with them. I mean, we considered China to be, you know, one of the free countries of the world at the time.
I'd like to say I'm not included in any of these weeds.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody in those countries, and I don't have any agreements.
Well, we're dealing with national history.
Right.
So
yes, I understand.
And that was my question. That was my question. I see the same people back, you know, 60 years ago that are now on our side, and our government now seems to be going down the same line as fascist Germany.
Oh, I see what he's saying. He's pointing out that, okay, so there's a similar point between what we're doing or what the American government is doing and what Nazi Germany might have done, and look, the same allies are there.
We've got the same allies that Nazi Germany had back then.
It's an interesting observation, but, you know, as Nick pointed out, the people have changed, and so it's like saying that Afghanistan as a country is somehow the same as it was 50 years ago, and that's not necessarily
accurate. No, I understand the ideas, I think.
Don't put Afghanistan in there. Don't put Afghanistan in there. Afghanistan has always been for Afghanistan. It's never been defeated in the history of Afghanistan.
And that's the way that America should be. It should. We shouldn't be entangled with these alliances around the world. And it's sad that the people that were running this government in the 20th century decided to do that and ignore the advice of the founding fathers. I think we'd be a lot more prosperous today if we'd never gotten involved in either of those world wars and the other wars that have come after them. A lot more people would be alive and producing the economy than they're dead.
The history says that all the powers that be had to drag us back, both world wars, they had to drag us in with other wars to keep the system breaking down, which we've come to this fruition today. And I thank you guys for letting me talk to you.
Sure. Thanks, Mac. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. So he's pointing out that they wanted to get into the wars to bring the country into kind of a negative state, basically, to where the government can bail us out and save us again.
I think war profit was part of the driving factor for World War One, which was really the start of all our problems, because World War One created World War Two.
It absolutely did.
Which created conditions for the Cold War. I mean, it all really stems from one thing. We just haven't extricated ourselves, and we keep branching out into new arenas of conflict. It's just so hard for Americans to say, we can just step back and we'll survive.
Well, at this point, we've been born. There's nobody alive. There's no generation alive that hasn't been through some kind of major conflict. And what that brings in people, a lot of people, is this sort of rah-rah team thing.
Right.
You know, we're going to win. It's like
Americans have to fight wars.
Right. We have to fight wars because there's countries out there that want to fight us. Darn it! And we gotta get out there and show them that we're Americans and we can't be beat. And there's this kind of weird tribal team thing. You can't say anything bad about our troops because then you're anti-American. Whoa! Are you kidding me? This is a country founded by people who were speaking about liberty and that kind of thing. I don't have to be your lockstep you know, yes man in order to be a good American? Mm-hmm. That's what kind of sick statement is that? And really, people support, a lot of people are supporting it just based on, you know, the red, white, and blue patriotism, things they don't even understand, like
absolutely
a religion.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's been about 100 years of maybe not constant peak conflict, but we've had, it's been about 100 years where we've been involved somewhere or other most of the time. And at this point, I think we're just not going to be able to afford it anymore. I think we're finally seeing a point where China and other nations that aren't spending all their money and time fighting, and that they're actually producing goods and services, are going to blow us out of the water economically here in the
next
few years.
They're benefiting. Each one of those nations is benefiting off of our military because we are keeping peace around the world in a great deal.
I don't
deal
know if that's the case.
I don't know. I mean, China doesn't benefit from our military. They're one of the principal people it's built to fight.
And I think you could argue that the U.S. military doesn't keep peace, but instead instigates things.
Try to get yourself a nice, good-sized boat and try pirating on the high seas and see who comes and takes care of you. I mean, it used to be a real problem.
Well, partly
piracy is actually on the rise in some parts
of
the world.
Sure, that's where we're not.
If we're around in international waters, most of the time.
But we have the most boats.
But most of the time, it's your navy. Yeah, we're not. I guess we keep shipping lanes open, but there's really not a huge threat to shipping like there used to be.
No, there isn't. But not, for one thing, it's died down because, you know, piracy hasn't had the opportunity to advance in the same way shipping has. If we had stopped it and, you know, now we keep it at bay.
Yeah.
We stifle it.
I think we've probably instigated a lot of conflicts that could have otherwise
I'm not saying,
Grenada,
look, I am not saying
Panama.
For a second that our military doesn't cause problems. I'm saying those countries, their
Europe
economies
certainly has.
benefit greatly from our military that's currently out there. If China had to have its own navy in order to protect its own ships, which we definitely don't want because we don't want China to have a navy,
right.
Then, you know, it would cost more for their products.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, well, I absolutely agree that, yes, we've kept Europe, we've done their military spending for them, and taxpayers in the United States have also paid for South Korea's defense.
Right, just impoverishing us.
But I don't see why it makes any sense for us to spend our money to defend them and bolster their economy.
It does. Right. Yeah. Really, then they can just run their little socialist paradises into the ground by giving all kinds of programs to their
Well, that's what I'm curious about. I mean, Nick, you said that you think it's going to all... I mean, they're going to keep spending. We can't afford it. We know that that the United States government can't afford to keep doing this, or at least the economy can't afford to keep supporting it. But I don't think that's going to stop them from continuing to, you know, churn out the money and send it over to the military industrial
complex.
Well, eventually
when they can't buy gas, it'll stop it.
I
mean, that's where I think eventually
it'll get so bad that...
And I'm not saying tomorrow we're going to wake up and the dollar is going to crash, but I do think that the dollar is in a decline, and that if we continue this course of spending, we'll be in very rough financial shape.
D2Z will come up with some reasons why the dollar will crash tomorrow.
1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour number 3 is on the way, and anything goes, whether it be your calls, or we talk about a couple of people that were arrested for trying to pay for their ice cream with silver. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Spot.